USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. All 10,000 residents of a coastal California town evacuating as rain causes floods and mudslides. The Santa Barbara County town of Montecito is seeing its worst flooding in exactly 5 years. California Governor Gavin Newsom calling upon the National Guard.
State Chief of Media Relations Jonathan Sharoma says the Guard is always ready and always there.
We have 30 high water vehicles that are on standby to assist with the possible evacuations throughout Northern California.
National Guard personnel are prepared to help with everything from search and rescue to managing the slow traffic in and around the flooded areas. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
President Biden in Mexico, talking migration after a weekend visit to the Texas border. Biden's critics say proposed changes to the nation's immigration rules won't be enough to stop a surge of border crossers who will likely be deported.
As long as they maintain the catch and release policy, people are going to still come.
Jessica Vaughn with the Center for Immigration Studies says there's nothing in the new priorities that put smugglers out of business. Authorities say more than 1,000 people were arrested in all following a riot targeting Brazil's Capitol buildings. The arrests came after thousands of supporters of former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro stormed government buildings in protest of what they claim was a stolen election. A special grand jury completing its work investigating former President Trump over whether he and his team violated the law in a 2020 election-related influence campaign in Georgia. That's according to a new court filing Monday. Michael Moore, former U.S. District Attorney, tells CNN what'll happen next.
This is the beginning of what we would see in a normal case. That is that the prosecutor now has to make a decision about whether or not she's going to seek actually a criminal indictment from a regular grand jury in Fulton County.
Stocks mixed to start the new week on Wall Street. The Dow Jones and Industrial average turned negative in the final hour of trading, while the two other indices remained in the green. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Some damning evidence allegedly found in the basement of a missing mom's house in Massachusetts. Prosecutors say the husband of Anna Walsh, Brian Walsh, is being held after cops searched the house.
Blood was found in the basement area, as well as a knife which also contained some blood.
Prosecutor Lynn Beeland adds surveillance video shows Brian Walsh bought hundreds of dollars worth of cleaning supplies at Home Depot recently, which included mops, a bucket, and tarps. Walsh is accused of misleading investigators in their search for his wife, after saying he last saw her on New Year's Day when she was taking a rideshare car to the airport. Turned out that might have been a lie. One former U.S. college athlete is looking at thousands of dollars in a windfall related to national anthem kneeling protests at her former school.
Former Virginia Tech women's soccer player Kirsten Henning, who accused her coach of benching her because she wouldn't kneel during the national anthem, will reportedly receive at least $100,000 as part of an agreement to dismiss a federal lawsuit. Kirsten will receive the award as part of a settlement in the lawsuit she filed in 2021 against head coach Charles Adair. I'm Lance Pry.
The Georgia Bulldogs are the champions of college football for the second straight year. They blew out TCU in Monday's college football playoff national title game in Southern California, 65-7. It completes a 15-0 season for the Bulldogs, who became the first team to repeat since Alabama in 2011 and 2012. USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.